Moving along, what do we got? We have Stephen Tate on the line with us from Gordon Bay Marine. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the program, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Sorry we're running a little bit late. We're going to have to put you continue into the next hour. But while we still have a few minutes, I got to talk to you about this flooding that's going on. What's happening in your neck of the woods? Has it crested yet?
It's supposed to actually, the Moon River, they say, is supposed to crest today. So I guess from there on out, we should hopefully be in a little bit better shape. You know, I mean, it's real interesting. If you drew like a, you know, an hour driving circle, it goes from being okay and the water's just high and yeah, you know, high year to just catastrophe and honestly panic in some sense, cases.
Oh, but I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the mayor of Bracebridge did a good thing and they seem to have gotten everything under control over there, which is the low point in our water system. And then, we'll see the moon crest today, which is the lowest point, and go from there.
Now, I was talking to Steve Nedzwicki at he's on the French River. I was talking to him last night. Of course, they've got challenges there in the hospitality industry, lodging business, resort business with the high waters. How does this affect the marine industry like Gordon Bay Marine? Like, what does it do to you guys in terms of your scheduling?
Oh, I mean, it just, there's two factors to it. One is the bottleneck because we're about a month behind in being able to get started at the work we would normally do. Right. And the other thing is you just have the added cleanup of, you know, after disaster effect.
Yeah. Are you guys actively involved in that stuff? You must have people calling saying, hey, my boat's up on shore. It blew away. Can you guys pick it up? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I mean, we're very fortunate. You know, the owner of Gordon Bay, Bruce, started this in 1960 and has run a great company. So we have quite an infrastructure of equipment. And, yeah, we're called all the time for this stuff. And we got a great team of guys to go out and just do it. So very fortunate that way. And I would say we're definitely one of the main calls all the time.
I want to talk to you at length about Gordon Bay Marine. That's why you're on the program. But I'm going to take a quick break, my friend. If you can sit tight and don't get flooded, we'll get right back to you. Stephen Tate, operations manager from Gordon Bay Marine on the line from Lake Joseph, Muskoka, and McTeer. They have three areas there that they service. More journal after this one. Should air go away.
Bay Marine, we've got you covered with great deals on the boat brands you love, like the unsinkable Boston Whaler, Bayliner, J-Craft, Donzie, and more. Plus, you can cruise, ski, surf, or wakeboard with Malibu and Monterey. Our warehouse is full of OEM parts and accessories, including Mercury Marine and Yamaha. Visit GordonBayBoats.com for more details.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie over there and Derek Brandeo and Andrew Holland on the board today. And online with us, speaking of Gordon Bay Marine, like that little jingle, I like that. That's going to wake me up Saturday morning. Joining us now, operations manager with Gordon Bay Marine, Steve Tate. He's no stranger to the program. So I want to talk to you about Gordon Bay because we very seldom get a chance to do that. You come on the show and we talk about snowmobiling, we talk about repairs and servicing and outboard motors and all that. Tell us about the operation itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful place, very family-oriented culture. We've been doing it for 60 years now. We're one of the largest boat dealerships by far in Ontario, and we have an amazing service department full of about 20 trucks, 4 or 5 service boats, and they're running all the time. So it you know, we're able to really take care of our customers from the beginning to the end, and it's great.
I mean, you are the service and sales hub for cottagers. I mean, let's be honest about it. You guys are nobody, I don't think, anybody that has a cottage or has property in central Ontario, eastern Ontario, is very far from a Gordon Bay sign somewhere on a road. I mean, you guys seem to be everywhere. How many locations are there? Is it just the one location or are you spread out?
Yeah, we have 2 locations, but then we actually have other marinas that look to us to fulfill their sales needs just because of our, you know, relationships with the manufacturers and the lines we carry. They're fairly desired by most people, you know, especially experienced boaters. And, yeah, so we fulfill the 3 other marina sales needs as well. And then, nice. You know, with the disasters we have going on up here right now, We actually help a lot of other marinas, you know, if they've had a fallen building or if they're underwater, we'll actually help to take some of their client load on so that they can, you know, the people are taken care of at the end of the day. And it's nice to be in a market where other marinas actually work together and help each other. So it's, you know, don't say good enough good things.
I'm glad you said that the people are what matter, right? So in times of need, you do what you got to do.
Exactly. And it's nice to be able to have the proper equipment to do it safely and promptly.
All right. Speaking about equipment, tell us about the boat lines. I've lost count here. I'm trying to go through the paperwork, but I've lost count. What do you carry?
Yeah, we carry 14 boat lines. Everything from towboats to fishing boats, obviously, and general recreational boats. What I would call a contractor or utility boat. So we pretty much try to serve everything we can and call it that under 40-foot market. The only thing we're not as big on would be inboard cruiser-style boats, but we're more shifting into the outboard models. And over the last few years, that seems to be the general shift in the industry, so it's worked really well.
I've noticed a lot at the boat shows and stuff, a lot of boats that are designed for things other. I mean, obviously, I gravitate to fishing boats. That's a no-brainer. But a lot of other boats that specialize in other things like wakeboarding and stuff like that. You guys are big in that as well, right?
Yeah, like wake surfing would be what I would consider the biggest sport in our industry right now. And, you know, I'm going to be very biased in saying this, but I love it. I mean, it's honestly, it keeps our family together. I mean, I'm on a fairly heavy work schedule in the summer, and we kind of get one afternoon or one day together, and we spend that whole day on our Malibu towboat. And the reason for it is surfing is the most family-orientated sport. I mean, you're going 9 miles an hour. When the guy falls, it's hilarious, but he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
The rider is 10 feet back from the boat, so you're having a conversation with him the whole time. I mean, I think my favorite pastime is honestly my 5-year-old daughter stands on the surfboard with me, and we just ride the waves together, and she can talk to her brother right in front of them on the boat, and it's great.
Oh, cool. Steve, is this starting to take away a little bit from skiers?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, wake surfing would probably, if you looked at a towboat and said there's 100 hours on it, I mean, 80 of them would be from wake surfing. And then you probably have, 10 and 10 from wakeboarding and slalom skiing. We're actually seeing a cool shift, though, in the sense that slalom skiing is really coming back right now, and we're carrying a line called J-Craft Boats. It's very strong heritage, and they're probably the lowest weight boat you can possibly get. So slalom skiing, barefooting, it's just a dream behind these boats, and the fit and finish is pretty cool for an outboard boat.
And safe to assume you guys carry all of the accessories that go along with that activity as well?
Yeah, we have a fantastic retail shop. I mean, we're pretty fortunate. We actually had a new manager come in over the last year, and his experience in the retail industry, from clothing to barbecues, equipment for riding, I mean, everything. The guy just knows it all. So we're really proud of our kind of revamped store, and I would definitely say it's a place to visit.
Well, you certainly can't miss it, I'll tell you that. You can't drive into that part of Ontario without being exposed to the Gordon Bay Marina signs. You guys do fantastic marketing, and I've had the pleasure, obviously, of using your service department on more than one occasion, and can't say enough about it. You do fantastic work. Folks want to get more information on it, you can simply go to Gordon Bay. .com, GordonBay.com, no marine at the end, but GordonBay.com. Any specials you need to let folks know about?
We have some great promos coming up on Whaler, Bayliner, and Malibu boats, as well as, Monterey and Harris. Actually, more than half of our lines have a pretty strong promotion running for the month of May, so we encourage everybody to come in and visit, see what they're about. We'll take you for a ride.
And are those promos on your website?
They sure are.
Perfect. That's GordonBay.com, GordonBay.com. Stephen, thank you very much, for my friend. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come.
Appreciate it, Angel. Take care.
Stay out of the water.
I'm going to, other than casting I'm currently doing off my Bayliner F-18 right now.
Excellent. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Stephen Tate, Operations Manager, Gordon Bay Marine, Lake Joe, as we call it, Muskoka and MacTier.